This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, the if you want to get involved, become a PIP, one of my politically incorrect posse members. Seriously, head up to the website. Give me your email address, therealside.com. Give me your email address. I send out an email every week just to, you know, let you know who's going to be in the show, topics we'll be discussing. Sometimes I say thank you. Sometimes I'm even selling stuff on there, okay? Like the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you were afraid of, all those things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. Seriously. Anyway, there's a lot I want to get to. And I do mean a lot that I want to get to. You know, there's a movie, and it kind of, in watching, you know, you can't just read what you see, and you can't just kind of guess based on what they're telling you. And I wonder, truly wonder, what this movie might be, could be, would be about. So, the movie's called The Star Movie. It's the first Christmas animal adventure. So, it just kind of sounds sneaky to me. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, even though Christmas movies are common this time of year, you know, they come up, there's all kinds of little twists and what have you and all that. But a lot of times, if they're not about Christ, they're called holiday movies, you know, or they're Christmas movies, you know, that there's no religious undertone to them whatsoever. This one is going to appeal to the kids because it's kind of funny and lighthearted. Now, I'm not endorsing the film. I'm just looking at what they have here and some of the characters and some of the, trailers or whatever they're called. And the film, as it's touted, fun and funny animated film with a message, follows Bo, a rambunctious young donkey, on his quest for freedom from the daily grind at the mill. He escapes his bondage and teams up with Ruth, the sheep, and Dave, the dove, as they follow an unusual star in the sky. Along the way, the band grows to include three wisecracking camels, a goat, a cow, a mouse, and so forth and so on. Now, they've got celebrity voices in there. Oprah Winfrey, a devout Christian, as we know. I say that as a joke. Tyler Perry, Tracy Morgan. They're the voice of all the camels. Chris Christopherson voices a donkey. I don't know this person. Kristen Chenoweth. You know that one?
She's a tiny little blonde girl that talks really high. And she's
really high. She's in the show that we watch, right?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Like little
whatever. They all look the same to me.
Stop it.
They do. All those Hollywood types. Patricia Heaton. She's a cow. That's terrible. They shouldn't be calling people that kind of stuff. Christopher Plummer does King Herod. Anyway, it's the story of how God. Now, cartoon for kids. It's a story on how God impregnates Mary telling her she's going to give birth to the Messiah. She explains this to Joseph, who predictably is perplexed, but he decides to stay with her anyway. A government census takes them to Bethlehem. We know the story, right? You know, you all know that, right? But the film is also made to catch the emotion of very human moments, right? Plus how the equine, canine, bovine, and a host of other creaturely moments. Now, again, you kind of hear the doubt in my voice, or the sarcasm, if you would, because none of this stuff it kind of throws me off. One of the comments in the movie is how the film will deal, for instance, with, you know, lots of family experience, strife and marital conflict, sibling spats, financial pressure, and more. Joseph and Mary had their fair share of these things. I mean, how would you feel if your fiancé exhibited apparent evidence of sexual activity with someone else during your engagement? Suppose your intended said that God had sanctioned the whole thing. Would you trust? Would your self-esteem take a nosedive? Would you cancel the wedding? So I'm really curious at some point in time how this actually going to go down. I wouldn't tell you to go see it until you know somebody else that has seen it. But you think I'm wrong? You think I'm right?
You're right. Just from the cast alone, you're right.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, that's a big part of it, too. You look at that stuff and you go, why would you choose these people? Who's the writer?
Why did they want to be part of it?
Yeah, seriously. If it was going to be more of a religious film. So, yeah, that stuff like that, I look at it and I go, God, just don't go run there because it's a animal story about the birth of Christ, because you don't know that. Neither do I. Anyhow, okay, up next, the county fights back after official seals cross ruled unconstitutional. These guys are bored. They're just bored out of the mind. Right? A Pennsylvania county is fighting back after a federal judge ordered the cross that adorns its official seal removed on the grounds its placement is unconstitutional. You know, other judges have ruled that from a historic standpoint, they're fine and they can stay. I don't know why this is so hard. Seriously. We'll get him more of this after the break. We'll go to the phones after the break as well. Tom from Pennsylvania, hang in there. We'll be with you in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. And for those of you not driving, do not try to envision me dancing in the middle of the street with bell bottoms on, because it ain't going to happen. Yeah, you got that vision right away, didn't you? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, this just in. Not really, but I like saying it. The Judge Roy Moore, still 10 points ahead. All right? Despite all the allegations, it's kind of like... people have so distrusting mainstream media now, so distrusting the news. You know, if Gloria Allred really cared about that woman, really cared about the woman she brought for the cameras, she would have left the room. You know what I'm saying? She would have brought in somebody, not her daughter, not her, but somebody who had nothing to do with her. But because she's involved in it, I'm suspect. It's really that simple. All this stuff, again... not disparaging those women. If Judge Roy Moore did this to them, he needs to go to jail and quickly. But frankly, it just doesn't smell right. You know what I mean? I opened the cover to the onion carton, and it smells like an orange. There's something wrong here. Anyhow, let's go to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate you calling the show.
I told you I bought 4 books, and they all disappeared off the lunch table, and I said, oh, God.
well, wait a minute. Let's clarify. Did they use them to start, you know, the fire in the bucket outside to keep warm, or did they actually read them, do you think?
Well, they weren't wiping their ass with them. Like the left.
Oh. So did you read it?
I didn't swear. I said they weren't wiping their butt on the leftist.
Okay, all right. Did you read it? I gave you. I think you got a copy for you.
And my brother and 2 extras to give away.
Wow. So what did you think? Come on, I can take it.
Excellent. But anyway, well, so I said I would. I said I only kneel for the cross, and I won't kneel for Catholic.
I'm with you on that one too.
Where I come from. And then I find it on Craigslist. I said, somebody's copying me. I said, son of a gun.
Well, listen, Tim, I appreciate... Go ahead.
You're a gauntlet. You're a gauntlet like they did in the medieval days. So I want you... You have my email.
I do.
I would like to spend another $100. And I need some coffee mugs or something. Something that you don't have on your website. Something that's, like, precious. Because they're listening to this show. And I said, I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I said, I wanted to give up a little bit more.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim, very much. And I will send you some special stuff. Stuff that's not easy to get. Go ahead.
I'm ready to spend. I'll give you another hand pump.
Yeah, well, don't give me your credit card over the air. I'll send you an email.
No. You got my email. You already know me. I'm probably the only loser in this state that listens to you, but they're just like, oh, my God, what is it? I was like, get out of my face.
Tim, I appreciate the call. I appreciate your enthusiasm. I'll send you an email. Thank you so much for listening. And let... Not just your friends, but let people you don't like listen to the show. Tell them there's a lot of left-leaning discussion, and watch what happens.
Oh, well, they just don't like you. And I said, well, I like them a lot. That's the way it is. This is life.
Oh, God. I've never heard that people didn't like me before.
Yeah, well, they don't like you because they're like, what are you listening to? I say, here, listen. They don't like you.
Wow. Well, Tim, thanks for listening. I'm going to move on. I'll send you an email, and we'll discuss that way. And I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do.
Oh, it's great. It's lovely. Right.
Thanks, brother.
Bye.
I tell you, if you guys really knew the area that I live in and the stuff that I think just in the area that I live in, and you know what, I never attack anybody. I don't believe that I'm hateful about stuff, but what makes them crazy, I think it's kind of like what Trump does. You just lay it in front of them and go, oh my God, how does this make sense? It's like this thing we're going to talk about in a second. Well, actually, I'll start it right now. The county that's fighting to keep the seal, keep the cross on their seal. See, in L.A. County, they fought to take, they were sued because now, what is there, 3 million people in L.A. County? Some older immigrant woman decided that the cross made her uncomfortable. And because that one person was uncomfortable, we had to take the cross off of every seal in the county. We had to spend money. We couldn't wait to buy new truck, for the time when we bought new trucks or did whatever, they had to take them off everything. Well, here's the problem. The history of Los Angeles County has to do with missions. Last I checked, there was no such thing as an atheist mission. There was no such thing as a Buddhist mission, if you would. Okay? But when you look at this stuff, you have to go, what is wrong with you people? It's historic. The Supreme Court has said it's okay to have Jesus songs at Christmas events at schools. It's even okay to have Christmas events. You know why? Because it's historic. And as long as it's open to everybody and you celebrate all kinds of things, they're good with it. It's the same thing here. When you take the cross off the missions, you look on the seals for LA County, look it up. When you take the cross off of those, they look like warehouses. So all of a sudden, we don't have a history of missions. We have a history of warehousing, apparently. I don't even know. It makes absolutely no sense. That's how far down the flusher we've gone. So it's, and this is exactly what Tim was just talking about. Makes people crazy because they think I'm pushing religion when I'm not. I'm pushing history. Whether you like it or not, Los Angeles, hello, the angels, right? Tell me that's not spiritual. It all has to do with something to do with a lot of the lands were discovered, were grown, were opened up because missionaries came out. They came out to preach the gospel, to convert the heathens. I mean, call it what you want. It's history. You can't get away from it by rubbing it out of the history book, by eating the page that the information is on. It doesn't go away. It's still there. I get the biggest kick out of this. You guys, you hardcore atheists who think you're going to remove God from everything, you're never going to remove it from our hearts. You never, you know, that one, the coach who couldn't, and they wouldn't let him do the prayer. What happened? What happened? Come on, do you remember? The whole place did the prayer. It was great. So go ahead, arrest us all. Arrest the 3,000 people in the stadium when they do that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Take a breath, get a cup of coffee, glass of water, whatever you need. Come back, because I'm wound up. A little late in the show, but I'm wound up anyway. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the process as a whole. I really very much do appreciate that. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the club, my politically incorrect posse. It's up there. Patreon.com. What's the Patreon button up there? But there's also a place for you to give me your email address. And the nice thing about that is I let you know every week. I don't even do it every week. I do it almost every week. I send out an email and let you know what's going to be on the show and that kind of stuff. So a couple of things. One is coming up next week. Next week is Thanksgiving week. Okay, and I will probably be in a turkey coma turkey / lasagna coma on Friday. So you're kind of on your own. I'm going to try to pre-record some of those shows for you. The Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day show, we're going to do. You'll have an encore of it on Friday because some of you will be with family if you're smart on Thursday. So don't go, you don't feel like you have to be part of this, although I'd be honored if you listen. But on Friday, we'll do a replay of Thursday's show. Wednesday will be a fresh show. I'll do the best I can for you, and hopefully by Monday, I'll roll myself back into the studio and be able to do the show as well. And you guys, listen, I don't have to get gooey on you. You all know this, right? Family, I don't care. It shouldn't just be Thanksgiving. It shouldn't be just Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate. See, I don't make fun of you if you don't. I celebrate Christmas. I'm a believer in Christ, so I celebrate Christmas. But don't make it the only time of year you reach out to family. Don't make it the only time of year you let people in your family know how you care about them. And I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people, and you guys have too. Somebody you haven't talked to in 10 years because they did something wrong with you. They stole $20 from you, whatever. Stole your iPad, your iPhone, whatever it is. When that person's heart stops, I haven't. Maybe you guys have. I have never had anybody come to me and go, well, about time that SOB is gone. She stole 20, my sister, she stole $25 from me. She deserves, no, nobody. Most of those people are bawling trying to figure out why they didn't reach out. Don't be one of those people. Even if it's one of those things where you're not making up totally, but, you call your sister, your brother, and say, hey, I love you. I don't know what happened between us. I'm putting it aside. Can you? And you move on. And don't, the holidays,
people have a hard time during the holidays because they're going through that stuff. But you choose to go through that stuff. Again, you reach out. You be the bigger of the two people. Most of you who listen to the show, most of you who I see comment, you're bigger than that. And you can be bigger than that. And that's all I'm saying. You just, they could be gone in a heartbeat. Think about that. Look at what happened with those people that were shot today. The people at the Vegas event. They could be gone in a heartbeat. And you don't want to be sitting there for the next 30, 40, 50 years you're on this planet wondering if there was anything you could do to fix it, save it, if there was something you could have reached out to make it right. Don't just do that. It's bad on you, too. Forgiveness isn't just for them. Right? Forgiveness has to do with you. Get it out of your body. I mean, my God, when you're tense and mad every time that person's name comes by, what happens? Like you get like the eyeball thing. Oh, don't do it. Relax. Anyway, we're talking about the county that is going to fight the fact that the judge wants them to remove the cross, which is really funny because when it gets to the Supreme Court, 9.5 out of 10 times, and that's not a minor decision. It's not 5-4. These decisions on, you know, Christ and Christmas, these decisions on these kind of things are usually 9-0, which means the majority of a majority of the justices feel that this historic part of America is fine. It's okay. Now, earlier, District Judge Edward Smith ruled that the cross at the center of the 73-year-old official seal of Lee County, Pennsylvania, must be removed from future official documentation. The Freedom from Religion Freaks, along with four local residents, sued the Allentown area county, alleging that the cross violated the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. You mean the one that says not only will you make laws to establish a religion, but you also won't infringe people from practicing their religion? You mean that one? The one they always leave the second part out of? Anyway, when the seal was made official in 1944, the Yellow Cross was included to honor the Christian and God-fearing people the county was founded by back in 1812. Well, God forbid we should do that. Remember I told you, a lot of these cities... And I'm not talking about like the coal cities and the cities that they came about because of the railroad and other things. I'm talking about when people were moving out to these rural areas, they were moving out in the name of God. Other decorations on the seal include items highlighted the county's agricultural heritage as well as the image representing the former Copley Portland cement mills. Those can stay. Of course, they're not religious. Which, you know what's really funny about the the LA County seal? The biggest picture on there, right, the biggest character on there is the picture character of a pagan goddess. There wasn't any outcry on that, but they did tweak it a little bit so it didn't look exactly like the goddess. I don't know, what they gave her a beard or something. I don't know what they did with her, but it's still obviously, it looks pretty much exactly like the pagan goddess. But that was okay. Right, because that doesn't offend anybody. It's a benign, just a generic goddess. That's okay. So as of November 1, the county 100 miles west of New York City is under an injunction that prohibits any and all use, display, or implementation of the current seal. In making a September ruling, Smith said that the seal didn't violate the text of the Establishment Clause, but that higher courts have used an endorsement test to determine whether a symbol could be perceived as a government endorsing a religion. I would never, could never. If I saw the Star David, I'm sorry, guys, some of you are going to go nuts, but even if I saw a crescent moon on something, I wouldn't think that was an endorsement of. I mean, seriously, no. Now, be honest with yourselves. No more than a cross is an endorsement of. No more than the Star David is an endorsement of, right? Come on, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and dealing with all this stuff. All right, talking about inequality, that's disgusting. God, I can't get that out of my head. The if you guys only saw what I saw sometimes. A professor, you want to see?
No.
Yeah, no, you don't want to see that either?
Professor Fight Swimsuit Inequality with Fat Fashion... What is that? Pedagogy? Really? Professor Debbie Crystal developed Fat Fashion Pedagogy upon critical feminist and narrative pedagogies and seeks to fight fat stigma by promoting activism to erode the thin-centric orientation among students. I am a large, thick person, and instead of using all those words, I just simply say I'm fat. Okay? I'm not quote-unquote ashamed of being fat. It's wrong place to be. It's bad for your health. See, this is the part I don't understand. Everything is about feelings. The story I did the other night, you know, when it comes to, what was that, the transracial? Was that the one we did?
The guy who,
because he liked Filipino food, because I like Chinese food. What am I, now I'm trans-Chinese or something?
No, you are not.
I love Chinese food.
Not.
What?
No, you are not.
I can't be transracial?
No.
No, I couldn't be. You know why? Because I can't use chopsticks. They would know. That would be the giveaway. And the dumbest thing in the world. I heard a comedian say it. So true. A society that is so advanced. And they are. The Chinese are very advanced. They want you to eat with sticks. It makes no sense. I mean, the spoon is so much better. After conducting market research and reading articles about issues like weight bias, thin privilege. Thin privilege? Really? These people are whacked. They do not have all their brain cells. Or either that, or they're just not working right. They're short-circuiting. Thin privilege? I mean, I know, man, look at Corey Duncan. He loves larger women. All right? I mean, pencil-thin women are not his thing. If you look at his pictures, I know other people that are the same way. They love, they used to be called plus-size women, right? Isn't that what they're called? I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I don't know. To me, a woman is a woman. Thin, short, tall, whatever, whatever. Have all the right parts at birth for me. That's
Stop
how it works.
Digging the hole.
What's that?
Stop digging the hole. Keep going.
I'm not digging a hole. I'm going to claim ignorance. Gets me into trouble all the time. Hi, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back more with weight bias and fat shaming right after this.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure be with you. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. God, some of the stuff you guys send my way during the break, I can't do anything but laugh. I can believe it, but I just can't do anything but laugh. If I can get to it, I'm going to talk about a meet and greet like no other in Philadelphia. We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, we're talking about the a professor fights swimsuit inequality with the fat fashion pedagogy. Now, here's the deal. What inequality is there? I mean, look, I don't know the numbers, right? You could make a bikini or a swimsuit in a size, is there zero? Like zero size for women, one? And then how high does it go? Like 93? What is that?
I don't know how big it goes. I'm not there.
Like is 40 a number for women?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you could make the same swimsuit in a zero or a 45 or a 90 or a 9 gazillion, right? Just matters whether you got the guts to wear it or not. Or whether you look good in it or not. Or whether somebody thinks you look good. You can't force me to think you look good in something you're hanging out all over. So I don't. This makes absolutely no sense. And the fact that Washington State University decided this was a good thing shows you how much weed their administration is actually smoking.
Seriously. So they're going to fight. It's a fat fashion pedagogy intervention in her class to fight structural inequality. Take it up with God. I mean, okay, some people are large because they're big boned. That's it, right? Sorry. Other people have hand and mouth disease, just like I had. You can't keep food out of your mouth. You can't keep your hand away from your mouth when there's a sandwich in it, or a cookie, or an Oreo, or a dozen Oreos in my case. Come on, let's just be honest with each other. Look, it got to the point with me where I had to get on a scale and see myself at 290, almost 300 pounds, and go, oh, we're not doing this. Because every time I hit another even number, you know, 60, 70, 80, going, all right, at least I'm not 300. You get to 290, guess what? At least I'm not 300 is two meals away. And I decided to make a change. And the change wasn't that hard. It really wasn't. And if I can do it, because I have little self-control, when it comes to stuff like that especially, I smell it, I want it, I want to put it in my mouth. I don't even have to be hungry. So, you know, you could have a dozen cannolis there. I want them all, even though I'm full after the second one. All right, so let's not go down to food. Let's get away from there for a second. So, Debbie Crystal, who teaches at the Washington State University, she wrote about a new teaching method in a new issue of Fat Studies Journal, explaining that she made students do a swimsuit design project. And it's based on fat fashion pedagogy. Now, fat fashion pedagogy, Crystal explains, is a teaching method she developed based on critical feminist and narrative pedagogies, which seek to fight fat stigma by promoting activism to erode thin-centric orientation. Well, some women want to be thin, right? I mean, some guys like thin women. I don't know what to tell you. So you're going to tell them they can't like thin women anymore? I'm just trying to understand. Applying this feminist ethos to her teaching, Crystal made students research and design a series of plus-size swimsuits for active swimmers. Okay, I still don't see anything special here. That could eventually become high-quality, comfortable, affordable swimwear for fat women. To design these swimsuits, students conduct interviews with fat women, research the swimsuit market, design prototypes, and then presented these fat fashion prototypes to the executive board of a local fashion company. During the progression of the class, student also read 10 articles about the issues like weight bias, thin privilege, and fat studies. And he learned about portrayals of obese people in media. Now, for some of you who think I'm making fun of you, okay, about hand and mouth disease, and I'm not promoting any show, I don't get any money to do this, but have you watched that my 600-pound life? Have any of you ever seen that? The thing that floors me, I mean, seriously, I'm rolling around on the floor laughing so hard, is our perception of truth is skewed depending on, you know, what's going on around you. Now, you watch these people on the way to the doctor, and they're told what to eat and how to eat, and they're supposed to be losing weight. And he puts them on a diet, and on the way out of the building, they stop at McDonald's, they get, you know, three Big Macs, four French fries, two chocolate shakes, and a Diet Coke, right? And they do this continually. And they get to the doctor, and the doctor says, you've gained 44 pounds. You're supposed to be losing weight. And the guy's always, it's always the same thing. Well, I don't know how that's possible. I did what you told me to do. I've been working really hard. Now, he gives them exercises to do. When they're really that big, it's not like they're going to be running around the track, right? It's kind of like get out of bed, roll out of bed, do a couple of knee ups, you know what I'm saying? There's not a whole bunch going on there. And they'll say, well, you know, I worked really hard. They didn't even get out of bed. And the expectation is they should have lost weight. They eat 17 cheeseburgers in 2 days. The expectation is they should be losing weight because they normally eat 32. 17 is no big deal. It's what we've fooled ourselves into believing this stuff. Now, the outcomes indicate that through fat fashion pedagogy, students were successful in challenging and reducing their bias towards fat people, and in the process produced plus-size swimwear for their fat female clientele. What, can somebody help me? What would be fat bias? I'm looking at you like you have the answer, but I know you don't. Uh-oh. Well, she's got an answer for me, I'm sure. Yes, dear.
Fat bias? They just don't like... it's not their preference, okay?
Okay.
I think that's what it is, ultimately. I mean, they're trying to say that fat people are being stigmatized and looked down on or whatever, but really and truly, it's just not somebody's preference.
Yeah, but why do I have to make special clothes? Why can't...
Well, honestly, honey, if all that existed was Speedos, quite frankly, you'd never wear a bathing suit because I wouldn't let you.
I don't... Yeah, I wouldn't wear a bathing suit anyway.
So, you know, making clothing that's appropriate, you can't just always translate every single thing into a plus size. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, they seem to think so.
No. You don't want to do that. So coming up with creative ways to... Everybody's shaped different. Even if you can take three women that are the same size and they're shaped different, and they're going to look... Some will look good in some clothes and some won't.
Well, like guys, right? They have, what are they called? Stovepipe pants that look good on some guys. And
right. Like, don't even think about putting a pair of skinny jeans on, Buster.
I wouldn't.
I know. I'm just saying. It's not going to... Not everybody can wear the same thing. Just because you make it a bigger size doesn't mean it's going to look good on you.
The only thing I can do with skinny jeans is fill up a mess on the floor. That's about it. Wipe them up. That's about all they're going to be good for me, anyhow. Yeah. No, thank you. I'm not, but I'm looking at this going, why are you making a big deal out of this? I get, you know, plus size women, plus size people should have a way to look good for themselves, you know, feel good in what they're wearing, right? I mean, that's okay.
This class, though, is decidedly towards women, right? Like, they didn't make plus size swimwear for men,
only
right?
Only for women, right. So you don't care about me, apparently. I don't matter.
So I think that the goal here is that, you know, women typically want to look pretty. They want to feel like they look pretty. So I think they're trying to meet that need for women of all different sizes, which is just great.
Haven't you seen some of today's millennials? I mean, males, they want to look pretty, too. I'm serious.
But that doesn't mean there's thin privilege.
Have you seen the pictures?
I'm sorry. It doesn't mean that. That's just ridiculous.
Hey, listen, because we're coming up on it. I'd like to invite you to a Come Meet a Black Person networking event. I'm serious. It's real. Can't stand this. When you guys sent me this. What seems like this is like a sketch from Saturday Night Live that they went, we probably shouldn't do this. But it was okay enough for it to actually happen. Right? So the Come Meet a Black Person event is on Thursday at... Oh, come on. Why do you do that? Is in Lawrenceville, Georgia, near Atlanta. I don't have a clue where that is, so don't even ask me.
North.
But you don't either, right?
It's north of Atlanta.
Is it north? Well, that's what that said. You're not telling me anything new.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, anyway. It's a real-life attempt to bridge the racial divide. Now, I'm sure that by me simply going and shaking the hand of a black person, the racial divide will just totally go away, don't you think? So the creator and promoter of the event, Cheryl Moses, is the founder of Urban Media Makers, a group of independent black filmmakers and content creators. She says that she was inspired to host the event after a 2013 Public Religion Research Institute survey found that 75% of whites have entirely white social networks. Okay. I mean, kind of like where you hang out and who you hang out with is going to be who's there, right? Or am I confused? I don't know. So, if you're in the Atlanta area, and you've never met a black person, just head over to CBS. It's philadelphia.cbs.local.com. We'll post it up later. Enjoy yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't go far. Oh, we're done. Go far.